Shalom to all. Today's daf is on Hedjin Daf Nun Aleph, and we are starting the second wide line with the words Omar Meir. And today's daf is sponsored by Lunishmas Mars Meim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shalmas Shad Haven Aliyah. So yesterday we concluded with a very lengthy brisa discussing a bas koin that was mezane. And we know the pasuk tells us the bas koin was mezane gets sreifa, and this machlekes Rabban Reb Shimon in which situation gets sreifa. According to Rabban, it's only if she's in a sua, but if she's in arusa, she gets skila. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, both in a sua bas koin and an arusa bas koin get sreifa. So the Gemara dissects the brisa piece by piece. Omar Meir, we had said in the brisa right in the beginning, Yochal Fil Chil Shabbos, you might think that even if she was Mechal Shabbos, she's going to get Sreifa. That's because the Pasuk says, Ubat Ish Koin Ki Seichel, when she's Mechal, so you might think even if she's Mechal Shabbos, she gets Sreifa. And the question is, Chil Shabbos Bas Skila Hi? If she's Mechal Shabbos, she gets Skila. Why do you think she gets Sreifa, which is less Chomer, over Skila, which is more Chomer? And Amarava, he answers, Hamani, who's the brisa? Reb Shimon, it's Reb Shimon. Damar had said in the Mishnah, Sreifa Chamura, that Sreifa is more Chomer. And the Chedesh is, the Salakat HaTachamina, I might have thought, the Hoyal Va'achmer Burah Chmar B'Kaihani, since the Torah anyway is more Machmer with Kaihanim, that they have more mitzvahs than a regular Yisrael. Tidin b'sreifa. Therefore, if a bas koyin is mezane, maybe she should get sreifa, which again, according to Reb Shimon, is more chomer than skila. Kamashmal l'chinish is that she doesn't. The question now is, ma'ashnal minedi day, why would she be any different than him? Meaning, why would she be different than her father? We don't have a havamina that her father gets sreifa if he's mechal Shabbos. So why do we have a havamina that she would get sreifa? And the answer is, I would have thought that iu the shtayr le Shabbos l'gabe avoda, that he, regarding her father who's a koyin, he has a head to do malacha on Shabbos, which is avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. But he, in regards to her, she doesn't have any heter to break Shabbos. Therefore, my thing is she gets the more chomer punishment of sreifa when she breaks Shabbos. The chiddush is that no. The brass continues by saying yachafil penuya. One might think that sreifa applies to a bas koyin who's mezane. Even if she's a penuya, she's unmarried and she's not even an arusa. And so the Gemara asks on this, holiznus ksev. The pasuk says very clearly liznus. If she's mezane and a penuya has relations with somebody, that's not considered znus. And since the pasuk tells us znus, it's obviously not talking about a penuya. Why would we even have a havamina that a penuya bas koyin who's mezane gets sreifa? The answer is he says, if a regular unmarried man has relations with an unmarried woman, and their attention is not that they're being married with this, he turns her into a zayna, and therefore that is considered znos. Now the brass had continued by explaining the reason why penuya is not included in this is because it says the word aviha, and we compare the word aviha that's said by a bias kain to the word aviha that's said by a nam rasa who's mezane, and just like a nam rasa who's mezane, she has zikas baal, she's connected to a husband to some extent, so too the bias kain who's mezane has to have zikas baal. Now we continue explaining the brass. So which had then said, maybe the word aviyah is just trying to exclude other people. In other words, maybe the word aviyah in the pasuk is telling us only if a bas koyin is mezana with her father does she get skila, but not if she's mezana with somebody else. Now the Gemara asks, do you really want to say that that's what we're talking about? That she had znos with her father and that's when she gets sreifa? Well then, my iri bas koyin, why would the pasuk be talking about a bas koyin and singling that case out? Afilu bas Yisrael nami. This would apply even to bas Yisrael. Don't Rava. Rava says, Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi told me, Asya Heino Asya Zima. Zima. We have these two drashas which tell us that if a person is mezana with their father, they're going to get sreifa. So I would have to have a special pasuk that tells me that a bas koyin who's mezana with her father gets sreifa. We would know that from a different source. And the Gemara answers that no, it would still be necessary even in this havamina. And that's because Sakat HaChamina would have thought that krala fuki mid Rava, the pasuk is coming to exclude what Rava says mid gadol rachman or bas koyin v'lo bas Yisrael, since the pasuk singles out that sreifa happens to a bas koyin and not to a bas Yisrael. K'mashma the chiddush is when it says it's a via he mechalales, it means as the brisa had said, it's only when she has a relation that's going to be mechal her father, but not that her father is going to be mechal her. And if she has relations with her father, then her father is mechal her, and that doesn't fit with the pasuk. We continue discussing the brisa, which had said bas koyin, and the brisa told us eli el shenius la koyin. I only know that she gets sreifa, she's mezane, if she's married to a koyin. How do I know if she's married to any of these people that she's going to get sreifa if she's mezane? And the answer is tamalim. The chiddush is bas ish koyin, afu bishenu koyhenes. Even though she's not a koyhenes, she's still going to get sreifa for being mezane. And the question is mishum de insibul lahu lahani la bas koyin, just because she married these people whom she's not allowed to, she's not a bas koyin anymore. She's a bas koyin because her father's a koyin. How does that make her not a bas koyin? And v'su midi kahenus a koyin ksev. Anyway, does it say in the pasuk that she has to be married to a koyin? The whole question is based off of our assumption that she has to be married to a koyin. So now we're asking, but let's say she's not married to a koyin. Where do we get this from in the first place that she has to be married to a koyin in order to get sreifa if she's mezane? And so the gemara shor sakat chamina, you would have thought ki seichel liznus am rachmano, when the pasuk says she's mechal herself, she profanes herself to have znos. Hanimili hechdukam eschal hashta. That's only if she's being mechal herself right now with this nus. Aval ha, but this woman, kivin dekam eschal v'kaim meikara, since she's mechal herself in the first place by marrying somebody whom she's not allowed to, the remarks have stated elsewhere, ubas koyin kitiel ishzar, if a bas koyin marries a random guy, meaning she marries somebody whom she's not allowed to, kim shenivel apasala psala, once she has bia with this person who's pasal, for example, a nusin or a mamzer, that pasals her, and she's not a truma anymore, or marry a koyin if his husband of hers dies, and a levi yishal nami, this applies to some extent if she marries a levi Eretz Yisrael, because the pasuk says v'shavel be'sevia kinu reha. This refers to the daughter of a kohen who becomes a widow or gets divorced and she has no children from her husband, so she goes back to her father's house kinu reha, like when she was young, and she's allowed to eat truma because now she's in her father's house. Mechalal then implies dechi ise gabe loy achla, that when she's with him, meaning when she's with her husband who's Yisrael or a Levi, she's not allowed to eat truma anymore, and therefore in all these situations that we mentioned, namely when she's married either to a Levi or Yisrael or one of these other psulim, nasa or mamzer or the other ones, to some extent she was mechal herself, she profaned herself from her original high degree of kedusha, and therefore ema, I might say loy titim b'sreifa, that she shouldn't get sreifa if she's mezaneh. Kamashmal, the chiddush is that no, she's going to get sreifa if she's mezaneh, even though to some extent she was already mechal herself. Now we just continue explaining before we go back to the brisa. Udolay krav meir, this is not like Rav Meir. The time you have a brisa, it's really a mishnah that tells us bas kohen shenis l'Yisrael, if a bas kohen married to Yisrael, v'achla truma, she ate truma, mishlamis is a karen, she has to pay the karen, which is the value of the amount that she ate, v'ein mishlamis is a chaymesh, but she doesn't have to pay the added fifth that a regular Yisrael would have to pay if he eats truma. And when Yisrael b'sreifa, she gets sreifa if she's mezaneh, but nizlach hamsulan, if she married a posel, for example, a nasan or mamzer, somebody whom she's not allowed to marry, and then she eats truma, mishlamis karen v'chaymesh, then she would have to pay not only the karen, but also a chaymesh, an added fifth, and when Yisrael b'chanek, she's going to get chanek if she's mezaneh. Divra Meir, that's what Meir says, a chamar and chum tells, zuvuzu, in both these cases, whether she married a posel or a kosher, mishlamis karen v'loy chaymesh, if she eats truma, she would have to pay a karen, but not the chaymesh, when Yisrael b'sreifa, they're going to get sreifa. So we see from here that Rav Meir argues with this brisa that we were discussing, and he holds that if his bas kohen marries a person whom she's not allowed to, she's actually not considered a bas kohen anymore in regards to sreifa, and she's only going to get chenek if she's mezaneh and not sreifa. Now back to our brisa, we now explain this last line, which is unclear. Rav Lezer, Rav Lezer had said, esavia b'sreifa v'schamia b'skila, her father burning and her father-in-law skila. Now the question is, maya esavia v'schamia, what does this mean, her father and her father-in-law? Even if you want to say it means esavia me'avia v'schamia me'chamia, that's referring to her being mezaneh with her father or with her father-in-law, then might you're a bas kohen. Why would Rav Lezer be focusing only on a bas kohen? Afil bas Yisrael nami, even a bas Yisrael as well. Bita b'sreifa, if he's mezana with his daughter, he gets sreifa, v'kalase b'skila. And if a man's mezana with his daughter-in-law, he gets skila. And so why would Rav Lezer be commenting only on bas kohen? El, rather, what does it mean? Asaviya b'rishus aviya. The Rav Lezer's aviha means she's in the rishus of her father, namely, she's only in arusa and not nesua, and if she's mezana in that state, she's going to get sreifa. However, v'schamia b'rishus chamia, chamia means she's in her father-in-law's rishus, namely, she's a nesua already, she's fully married, and then she gets skila if she's mezana and not sreifa. Ask the Gemara, well, if that's so, come on, who's this like? Whose shita is this? If you want to say it's like the Rabbanon, Ha'amri, they said, Nesua Yatzal Sreifa, that a married Bas Kayin is excluded from all other married women who are mezana and she gets sreifa, but Veloy Arusa, not Narusa, and that actually Narusa Bas Kayin is going to get skila and not sreifa, like Reb Lezer said. And if you want to say Reb Lezer is like Reb Shimon, that can't be either, because Ha'amar, Achsa Rusa, Achsa Nesua Besreifa. Reb Shimon holds, as we've discussed previously, the way this Bas Kayin is in Arusa or Nesua, she's going to get sreifa in both of those. And Vikar Bishmal, if you want to say Reb Lezer is like Reb Shmal, and we're going to learn a sheet on the bottom of the next Amud, it also can't be, because Amar, he holds Arusa Yatzal Sreifa, then Arusa Bas Kayin is excluded from all other Arusas that are Mizana, and she gets Sreifa, but Veloy Nesua, not Nesua, and therefore Eschamia, Chenekhu, a married woman has Nus with her father in law, she's going to get Chenek like a regular married woman, and she's not going to get Skila. And so who's Reb Lezer going like? Then an Arusa Bas Kayin who's Mizana gets Sreifa, and an Nesua Bas Kayin who's Mizana gets Skila. And the answer is Shalchar Mishmed Reb Yasir Reb Chanina. Revan sent the following answer to the name Reb Yisrael Chanina. Kachia Atzal Shel Mishnah. This is the suggestion, if you will, of the Mishnah, meaning this is what Reb Lezer is saying. La'olam k'rabbanon. Really holds like the Rabbanon. V'hach Gamar, this is what he's saying. In his first statement of Esavia B'sreifa, that means Kol Shu L'mata Mises Avia, anything which is L'mata. Literally, L'mata means below, but it's really referring to if her punishment is less chumer than if she were to have Znus with her father. We know that Znus with a father is Sreifa. So any type of Znus that the Torah talks about, that a woman's going to get a punishment that's less chumer than Sreifa, and Umayinihu, what would that be? Nesua Bas Yisrael. And what's the punishment of a Nesua Bas Yisrael's Mezaneh? The Ilu Nesua Bas Yisrael B'chenek, she gets Chenek, which is less Chomer than Sreifa. So Hach, over here, when we're specifically talking about a Bas Kayin, if she's Mezaneh, she gets an upgraded punishment than a regular person like her who's Mezaneh. K'misa Zaviya, it's going to be the same punishment as the Misa of her father, meaning if she's Mezaneh with her father, namely B'Sreifa, that'd be with Sreifa, and that's just like the Chomim, then Nesua Bas Kayin, who's Mezaneh, gets Sreifa. And the next part of her Blazer's statement regarding a father-in-law that there's going to be Skila, what's that talking about? Kol shi lamala misavia, anytime the punishment of this woman is going to be more chamer, lamala above, meaning more chamer than a misa that she's going to get by being mezana with her father, which again we know is sreifa, and umayinihu, who's this referring to, that this woman's going to get a more chamer punishment, that's arusa bas Yisrael, and arusa bas Yisrael is mezana, the ilu arusa bas Yisrael ba'al b'skila, a regular arusa bas Yisrael is mezana gets skila, which is more chamer than sreifa. Hach over here, if it's an arusa bas kayin who's mezana, b'misas chamiya b'skila, she's going to get the same misa Shita as if a regular woman would be Mezana with her father-in-law, namely Skila. However, Maskel Rimi asks on this pshat, Midi Lamala Lamata Katani, did Rebbe Elazar say anywhere Lamala or Lamata? He didn't say more Chamer or less Chamer in this statement of his. All he said was Avia Besreifa and Chamia Beskila. Where's Rebbe Yosef Rechanina get this whole explanation from? And therefore, Elam Rimi gives a different explanation. No, no, Halfa Mabez on top, Lo Elam Krebi Shmal, really Rebbe Elazar holds a Krebi Shmal. Then Arusa Baskayan Shazinsa gets Sreifa, and Nesua Baskayan Shazinsa is Chenek. And Vachamer, this is what Rebbe Elazar is saying, Esavia, when he said Esavia, that means Bershus Avia Besreifa. If she's in the Shus of her father, she gets Sreifa, meaning she's still in Arusa. That's Chamia. What does this mean? Mechamia Beskila, that if she's Mizana with her father-in-law, she gets Skila. And Rechal Adam Chenek, or if she's Mizana with somebody else random, not with her father-in-law, and she's fully married, then she's going to get Chenek. However, Amar Rav, Rav asked Rabbi Yirmiyah, Maishna, what's the difference between these two parts of the statement of Rabbi Eliezer that allows you to do that? Oy, Idvi Idi Mamish, either you should explain both of them literally, that she was Mizana with her father or with her father-in-law, Oy, Idvi Idi Rishos, or both of them you should explain as she was in the Rishos of her father when she was Mizana, or the Rishos of her father-in-law when she was Mizana. How do you explain the first part of the statement that she was in the Rishos of her father when she was Mizana, but the second part of the statement you're explaining as that she was Mizana with her father-in-law? That's inconsistent, and therefore Elam Rava, Rava gives a third explanation. Elam Krib Shimon. Really, Rebbe Elazar holds a Krib Shimon. Vuxarva Rebbe Elazar Nesua Karusa, and Rebbe Elazar holds a Nesua. She's fully married, she's really just like an Arusa. And Ma Arusa Chad Darga Maskinala Mskila Sreifa, just like if she's an Arusa, we pick up her level and we give her a more chamer punishment from Skila to Sreifa. A regular Arusa Bas Yisrael that's Mizana gets Skila, but an Arusa Bas Kayin that's Mizana gets Sreifa. And according to Krib Shimon, as we've learned, that Sreifa is more chamer than Skila. So Af Nesua Chad Darga Maskinala Mechanic Laskila, so too if she's a Nesua, we're going to pick her up one level from Chenek to Skila. We know that a regular Ishus Eshet Mizana gets Chenek, whereas an Nesua Bas Kayin that's Mizana gets Skila, which is one level up. However, Maskel Ruchanina, Ruchanina asks on this, Ha Idvi Idi Reb Shimon Besreifa Ka'amar. How could we say this? Reb Shimon himself said that whether she's an Arusa or Nesua Bas Kayin, she's going to get Sreifa. So how could we say that Reb Elazar holds like Reb Shimon, the Nesua Bas Kayin is going to get Skila? That's not true. According to Reb Shimon, Nesua Bas Kayin is going to get Sreifa. As we hear our fourth explanation, Elam Ravina, Ravina says, Elam Kerabanan. Really, Reb Elazar holds like the Rabanan. Then Arusa Bas Kayin gets Skila, and Nesua Bas Kayin gets Sreifa. The Epach, we should switch it around. Esavia Beskila, Veschomia Besreifa. And it's the opposite than what we had Reb Elazar saying. And if I had the Kamar Esavia, the only reason why Reb Elazar said Esavia Besreifa, Sircha Ba'almanakat, he was just hopping on, he was grabbing on to the way the Tanakama said it, Esavia, which was a quote of the Pasuk, but really it should be switched around, Esavia Beskila, and Eschomia Besreifa. And now we have a final psak in this. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Arvua, Amar Rav, Halacha, Kedeshal Chav, Mishmid Rabbi Yis Rab Chanina, the Halacha is like what Ravin sent to the name of Rabbi Yis Rab Chanina, which is our first explanation of what Reb Elazar had said. Now Amar Rav Yis Rab Yosef asks, Hochazal Mashicha, are we trying to give Halacha for Mashiach? We don't have Mises Bezdin nowadays. So what's the relevance in saying the Halacha is like Rabbi Yis Rab Chanina, if anyway we're not going to be able to apply it until Mashiach comes? However, now Amar Abaye, Abaye asked on Rav Yosef, El Matthew, that's really so, Shchitas Kachim Loi Lisni, because Hochazal Mashicha, should we not learn about Shchitas Kachim, which is really referring to Mesechas Vachim? Should we not learn it at all? Because that's just halachas for Mashiach, since we can't shecht karbanos nowadays. Ella, rather, why do we learn Mesechas Vachim? Doresh v'kabel schar, because we darshan it, we learn it, we get schar for the limud. And Hachanami, so it's over here, Doresh v'kabel schar, we darshan it, we get schar for it, even though we can't give Mises Bezdin nowadays. However, Biyasi responded by saying that no, Hachi Kamri, this is what I was saying. Hilch Salamali, what do we even say that this is the halacha? So, Gidishmaitza halacha ka'amar, was there any sort of halacha being discussed over here? Reb Elazar said something that was unclear, and we weren't so sure in whose shita he was going, and so there's no place to say that the halacha is like him. What do you mean the halacha is like him? He's not discussing a halacha. Again, we're just trying to clarify what Reb Elazar was saying. And that's how Reb Yosef explained his statement. Now the Gemara tells us, Meir Rabbi Shmuel, what's understanding Shita's Rabbi Shmuel? Remember we mentioned previously, very briefly, and that we're going to be discussing it on Nun Alpha and Beis, which is right now. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Narusa Bas Kayin, who's Mezana, gets Sreifa, and Nesua Bas Kayin, that's Mezana, gets Chenek. Where's this come from? So Gemara says, Tanya, you have a Braisa. The Pasuk says, Ubasish Kayin, Kisei Chaliznois, when she's Mezana, Benara Vihi Arusa Kosamadaver. The Pasuk's talking about where she's a Nara and an Arusa. Now the question is, Ata'ur Benara Vihi Arusa, you say it's talking about a Nara who's an Arusa, Ayin El Afil and Nesua. Maybe it's also referring to when she's in Nesua, and the answer is that no Tamalim, the Pasuk says, Isha Sher Yinaf as Isha Sri Ehu, Mos Yumas Hanoif and Hanoifas. This is a general Pasuk that says that anytime a man and woman are Mazane, the Noif and Hanoifas, these adulterers, they get killed. And this tells us that Akal Ebuchal Noif and Hanoifas, everyone's included in this. Hoyt Yakas Abbas Yisrael Beskila, but we know the Pasuk singled out Abbas Yisrael who's Mazane, she gets Skila, and Ubas Koin Besreifa, Abbas Koin who's Mazane gets Sreifa. And what do we learn from here? Makshoyt Yakas Abbas Yisrael Beskila, Arus of Lenesua, just like when the Pasuk singles out Abbas Yisrael, who's Mizana getting Skila, that's referring specifically to an Arusa, not a Nesua. Avkshayt Hakas of Abbas Koyin Lusreifa, Arusa of Lanesua. So too, when the Pasuk singles out that Abbas Koyin is going to get Sreifa, that's referring to Abbas Koyin who's an Arusa and not a Nesua. And Abbas Koyin Nesua, who's Mizana, just has the regular din of a regular married woman who's Mizana, and that's that's going to be chenek. Now the Brash just continues, Zoymeh u'bayil ha'bechlal v'asisim l'kasher zom v'gaymer, the Zoymen of a bas koinu's mezaneh, and the one who's bayil her, they're included in the pasuk of v'asisim l'kasher zomam, which is mashma that they get the same punishment they tried to give her, and we just pause to explain, bayil ha my kasher zom ikka, in regards to the one who is bayil her, what does it mean kasher zomam? We're just talking about the person who lived with the bas koin. And the answer is, Ella, rather what the Brash is really telling us, is Zoymeh b'chlal misas bayil ha. The Zoymen of a bas koin are included in the misa that her bayil gets. And why is that? Because the pasuk says, "Vashisim loikasher zom lasis la'achiv," she'll do to him like he plotted to do to his brother. And when it says achiv, that tells us v'loy lachoisoi, not to his sister. To Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel is telling us. In other words, when they plotted to do something to a woman by saying that she was mezana and that she should get sreifa, they're not going to get sreifa. Rather, they're going to get the misa what they plotted to do to the man. And again, this is all shitas Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Kiva says, commenting on a bas koyin who's mezana, achas arusa v'achas nesua yatzal sreifa. Both a bas koyin arusa and nesua who's mezana, the pasuk singles out for the punishment of sreifa. And yochel, I might think I feel Penuya, that even if she's a Penuya, she's unmarried, she's going to get Sreifa. And to this we say, Namarkan Aviyah, it says over here, in regards to a Bas Koin being Mezane, Aviyah. And Namar La'alon, it says over there, in regards to a Nar Murasa being Mezane, Aviyah. Ma'alon Znos im Zika Zabal, Afkan Znos im Zika Zabal, just like over there by Nar Murasa, it's talking about Znos, but she has Zika to a husband, she's a Murasa. So to over here, by Znos of a Bas Koin, it's talking about Zika Zabal. Now, Rishmal told Rabbi Kiva, if that's really so, that you're going to use this Gzeir Shava to exclude a Penuya, then why don't you say the following? Rusa, just like over there, Nara Marasa gets Skila, but she's a Nara in the Narusa, Avkan Naravihia Rusa. So to over here, we should say, by Sreifa Vas Koin, she'd have to be a Nara and an Arusa, and not if she's an Asua. But you, Rabbi Kiva, said that if she's an Asua, she gets Sreifa. However, Amalei Rabbi Kiva told him, Shmal, Achi, Shmal, my brother, Bas, Ubas, Ani Dairesh, I Darshan, the extra Vav of Ubas, and that tells me that even if she's an Asua, she's going to get Sreifa. So Amalei Rabbi Shmal told Rikiva, Mechimu Meneshat to Dairesh Bas, Ubas, Naitzuzul Sreifa, just because you Darshan is extra Vav of Ubas, that tells us that an Asua bas koin gets sreifa. In mashmal havisan asua havisa penuya. Once you're saying that the extra vav is including somebody, instead of saying that it's including an asua, why not say it's including a penuya? And in mashmal haitzisa penuya, if you're saying that no, we're excluding a penuya bas koin from sreifa, so in haitzisa asua, you should exclude an asua bas koin from sreifa as well. How could you pick and choose? An asua is included in sreifa, but penuya is excluded. And so Gemara explains of Rabbi Kiva, what would he say to this? Ahani gzer shava l'mute penuya. The gzer shava of avia helps to exclude penuya. Ahani bas ubas l'rabbis san asuya, and the drasha of bas ubas with this extra vav is including an asua. So we actually have gzeir shava to exclude one case and an extra letter to include another case. Now Rabbi Shmuel, what would he respond to that? And the answer is suffer he holds mid ka'amar le bas ubas shma mina hadabim gzeir shava. From the fact that Rabbi Kiva had responded to him by saying adarshan the extra vav, he thought that Rabbi Kiva was being chayzer from the gzeir shava and he was backing down from it, and therefore he was only using this extra vav as an inclusion and that he didn't have an exclusionary phrase. And that's Rabbi Shmuel asked him this question. Now the question just is, Rabbi Shmuel, hi bas ubas my darsh bay. Was Rabbi Shmuel darshan with extra ubas? And the answer is, by the way, he needs it for the following. L'chotoni avui de Shmuel bar oven, like what the father of Shmuel bar oven said. Visham etzinu shechal kakasub ischarim bein tamim l'bali mumin. Since we see the pasuk differentiates between kaihanim that are tamim, they don't have any mumin, versus a kain that has a mum, allowing only kaihanim tamimim to serve in the base of mikdash. Yachal, I may think nachlag b'nei sayin that we should make a difference in their daughters as well, and that the daughter of a kain who's a baal mum, who's mezane, is going to get chenek for znos and not for sreifa. Tamalim, which the pasuk says, bas ubas, and that tells us that even if her father's pasul not able to do avodah in the base of mikdash, still if she's mezana, she's going to get sreifa. Now Rabbi Kiva, how does he know this? The answer is may heim makrivim v'hayu kodesh nafka. He learns it out from this pasuk that v'hayu kodesh is mashma that all kaihanim are kodesh, even if they're not able to serve in the base of mikdash, and therefore their daughters, if they're mezana, are going to get sreifa. Now Rabbi Shmuel, why doesn't he learn from this pasuk of heim makrivim v'hayu kodesh? The answer is imahi. If we just had the pasuk havamina, I would think hanimili inhu. I would think just them. The pasuk is only referring to the kohen himself, Abol b'nei Sein Loi, but it's not saying anything in regards to their daughter. Kamashmol, and the chiddush is that we have to have bas ubas to tell us that even the daughter is included. Now another question, Rabbi Yishmol, nun beis amar alfa on top. Hi, esavia himachalas my darsh bay. What is he darshan with the pasuk of esavia himachalas, which Rabbi Kiva uses as part of Gzeir Shava to teach that a bas kohen penuya is not going to get sreifa. Rabbi Yishmol knows that from somewhere else. So what does he do with the pasuk of esavia? And the answer is by lichetan. You need it for the following. Higher mayor, Omer mayor said matam loimer esavia himachalas was esavia himachalas. Tell us Shem Hayu Noigin by Kodesh, that if they used to treat her father as Kodesh, Noigin by Chol, now they could treat him as Chol, as mundane, when she's Mizane, and Kavod Noigin by Bizayin, if they used to treat him with Kavod, now they could treat him in a manner of Bizayin. Imrim, they tell him, Ar Shazu Yolad, Ar Shazu Gidel, curses the one who gave birth to her, curses the one who raised her, Ar Shiyotzu Zumechalatsov, curses the one whom this one came from. And that's what it means, as Avio Himechalelas, she's Mechal her father, namely, we actively are Mechal her father. Now Ravashi tells us, Kaman Korinon Rashiya by Rashiya, according to whom do we call somebody a wicked person, the son of a wicked person, Vafila Rashia Bar Tzadika, even if the person is really a Rasha, son of a Tzadik, but we're still going to call them a Rasha, Bar Rasha, Kaman who's like Haitana, according to his Tana. They were able to be Mechalel, to be Mezane, Mevaza, the father of his daughter who does his terrible Aveira. Now we just conclude explaining the last part of the Mishnah, which had said, Zumitzis on the Skullin, this is the mitzvah of those who get Skila. And the question is, my Tana Diktani Zumitzis on the Skullin, what is it that was taught in this Mishnah that now the Tana feels the need to say, this is the mitzvah of Niskalim, this is what we do for people who get skila? And the answer is Mishum the Tana, since in the previous parak it says, Nigmar Din Matsin Oisa Lesaklai, the one person had a Gmar Din, we're going to take him out and give him skila. And then we say, Besa Skila, Hagavashte Kaimais, the Besa Skila was double the height of a person. And we went through this whole discussion at the end of the previous parak, and Va'ayad the Kabayal missed the Mitzvah on Nisrafin. Now the next Mishnah is going to be discussing how we go about the execution of Sreifa, Tananami, Zumis on Niskalim. That's why the Tana concluded by saying, the previous parak was talking about how we go about skila, and now we're going to discuss Sreifa. We're going to stop you for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Mishnah discussing Sreifa. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.